From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for today's broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he proceeds with a study of the law of God, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the sixth commandment, Thou shalt not kill. In this commandment, God is forbidding disregard for all human life. Although there are certain circumstances in which human life may justly be taken, such as capital punishment, self-defense, or war, the Bible condemns willful murder in all its forms, homicide, abortion, suicide, or so-called mercy killings. The prohibition extends to plotting against the life of another, being an accessory to murder, or deliberately putting another in harm's way. Christ said that he that hates another has committed murder. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this brief selection from C.H. Spurgeon's devotional collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled A Heavenly Escort. The text is found in Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Do we need journeying mercies? Here are choice ones, God's presence and preservation. In all places we need both of these, and in all places we shall have them if we go at the call of duty, and not merely according to our own fancy. Why should we look upon removal to another country as a sorrowful necessity when it is laid upon us by the divine will? In all lands the believer is equally a pilgrim and a stranger. And yet in every region the Lord is his dwelling place, even as he has been to his saints in all generations. We may miss the protection of an earthly monarch, but when God says, I will keep thee, we are in no real danger. This is a blessed passport for a traveler and a heavenly escort for an emigrant. Jacob had never left his father's room before. He had been a mother's boy and not an adventurer like his brother. Yet he went abroad, and God went with him. He had little luggage and no attendants, yet no prince ever journeyed with a nobler bodyguard. Even while he slept in the open field, angels watched over him, and the Lord God spoke to him. If the Lord bids us go, let us say with our Lord Jesus, Arise, let us go hence.
Here am I, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. Unto thee willingly, willed I come. Show the path that I must walk. Compel me then to show me the narrow way, for here am I, send me, I pray. Send me to be what created in me, for in your image I stand.
In
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Jesus said what we read in Matthew chapter 5. You can kill with words as well as with swords. Jesus said that if you are angry with your brother without a cause, you are in danger of the judgment. If you say raka is a word that treats him intellectually as a fool. Or if you say thou fool, that is just treat him as a godless, meaningless reprobate. You do this not because he deserves it, but out of spiteful anger. When your temper gets ahead of you, when you're not in control of yourself, and just in the bitterness and the anger of a heart that is uncontrollable, you say such things as you're guilty and in danger of hell. John put it this way in 1 John 3:15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Now that's clear. That's the morality of Scripture. That's the spiritual standard of the law of God. Whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause, Jesus says. Whosoever hateth his brother, John says. This is murder. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding within him. There are people who masquerade as Christians, and they hate and are hateful. There are people who masquerade as Christians and they live their lives with their cup brimming over with bitterness. They spread it wherever they go like a plague of death. Jesus says, this is murder. Now there are numbskulls, to give raka a modern vernacular meaning. There are numbskulls in the world. And there are fools, reprobate, godless fools in the world. The Lord Jesus is not saying that Christians have to be intellectual nitwits themselves and not recognize these things. He's saying, when you come to your brother and out of the hatred of your heart and just to vent your spleen, you're willing to visit such epithets upon his head. You're doing with your words what you would do with a sword if you could get away with it. That's murder. Solemn thought, mind you. I wonder how many people sit around the Lord's table. And God says, you're murderers. Oh, how we need to walk carefully with God. Know the sanctifying, cleansing power of the blood of His Son. Then there is such a thing as reckless negligence, which amounts to murder. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 8, God says, when thou buildest a new house, remember the houses in Israel were flat-roofed houses. When thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, that thou bring not blood upon thine house, if any man fall from thence. In other words, if you build a house and you don't build the obvious and necessary safety protections into it, and somebody gets killed, you're guilty of their blood. Why? Because reckless negligence is a form of murder. It's a very, very far-reaching verse. Neglect of obvious safety measures is a reckless endangerment of life. It's significant, isn't it, that the Word of God singles out the home for that? You can take this in a very down-to-earth way. The people who simply accept outstanding fire hazards, loose wiring, and all the rest of that, and they just accept, well, nothing has happened yet, so we'll let it go. And they're endangering the lives of their children and anybody else who happens to be there. people who keep deadly medicines in a cabinet that children can reach, and they really don't take any great care. They're not matters of mere carelessness. I want you to understand, in God's book, they're reckless acts that He calls murder. What will we say then of the moral things in the home? What will we say of those parents who babysit their children using the babysitters of Hollywood? Who sit their kids day after day, week after week, in front of a television box that's spewing out the poison of hell. It's a reckless endangerment of life. Not only applies in the home, it applies to industry. Now, I am far from being a radical. I don't think I ever needed to read a word of political science to become a conservative. I think I was born a conservative. But companies have no right to disregard human health and life for profit. We may dislike state regulations, and however much we dislike it or however much they cut into profit, we should insist on the highest standards of safety for workers and public. The nuclear industry is a good example. America had its almost accident at Three Mile Island. Russia had its actual accident at Chernobyl. And I think it would be fair to say that the nuclear industry still doesn't know how, ultimately, to look after its waste. When you think of a minor, fairly minor accident at Chernobyl and what it did, not just locally, but for thousands of miles, you can see why it's not just the radical left and the environmental wackos, as they're called, who should be saying, we want the highest safety. It's everybody who has a regard for the law of God. The big thing in the papers now is the tobacco industry. Should they be sued or should they not be sued? I personally believe that anybody who has been fool enough to smoke tobacco all these years is as much guilty of suicide as the tobacco industry is guilty of murder. But the fact that they are guilty of suicide does not change the fact that the tobacco industry has been dealing in death for the sake of dirty dollars for many, many years. Same is true of the liquor trade. But you can come down to other things. I heard the other day the government's leading investigator into the TWA 800 crash saying how it happened. And he made a scare. And if you're about to fly, I'm not trying to scare you out of flying. But he made a statement that was scary. He said these great jets, in many cases, are time bombs just waiting to go off. And he explained, if you haven't read it, I'll tell you, he explained that in many journeys, these great jets don't need all their fuel capacity. So some tanks are empty. He said, did you ever go to your automobile when the tank was empty or almost empty and there had been a lot of heat, and you unscrew your gas cap, you notice the rush that comes out? He said, these tanks have a lot of vapor in them. And that vapor can be very easily made to explode. The scary thing is this, he said, this is not something unknown. The U.S. military has known of this for years. And when it has parked out-of-use aircraft, it has filled their empty tanks with an inert gas so that they don't explode. But to save themselves the expense either of carrying the full load of fuel across the Atlantic, or the expense of filling their tanks with an inert gas? TWA, the other airlines of this country, take your life and mine in their hand. Doesn't often happen, so they take the chance. And that is reckless endangerment of life. A few years ago, Europe was struck and shocked with a great ferry disaster. If my memory's right, it was something like the Zeebruggen disaster, where a ferry full of British tourists was coming back, and it was loaded far beyond its capacity. It capsized with the loss of many, many lives. It was called a terrible accident. But in the light of God's law, that's not an accident. That is murder. Reckless endangerment of life. Now, what does that say about you and me when we drive our cars along the road? When you get angry at another driver and you start doing things that are crazy. When you drive in a way that is neither safe to yourself nor to others around about you. What does it say about the man who takes booze and gets behind the wheel of a car? I have to say, when one of the Eastern European communist states set up the law that if you drive in this way and you kill someone, we will try you for murder, I found that their legal system was closer to the Bible than that of so-called Christian countries. These are ways in which you break the sixth commandment. But you know, there is a way that I think is most outstanding of all. And that is a way that finds us all guilty. And that is what is called deicide, or the murder of God. All sin is the attempted murder of God. And it is the actual murder of Christ. In Acts 2:23, Peter said, "You have taken Christ and by wicked hands have crucified and slain him." In the next chapter, verse 14 and 15, he said, "You denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and you killed the Prince of Life." Now we may say, well, that's historical. They did that. But then in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 6, Paul speaks of those who repudiate the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Writing to the Corinthians, he speaks of hypocrites and unworthy communicants sitting at the Lord's table. And he says, they are guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. How many a self-righteous sinner is there who will say, "I have never committed homicide or feticide or suicide. I'm not guilty of living in bitterness and hatred, and I'm not recklessly negligent and endangering the lives of others." And yet you stand with the stain of the blood of Christ upon your heart and upon your hands. Thou shalt not kill. That's the command.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.